Well, John, South Korea's fiscal stimulus, 80% of it was spent on green measures. What did they spend it on?
Actually, that is the key question, and nobody is quite sure yet, including the government, which is still drawing up the details of how exactly the money is going to be spent. As you said, it has promised that the vast proportion of the money will go on creating what it calls green jobs. HSBC Bank, the British bank, has in an international ranking said that South Korea has invested more in green projects in its stimulus plan than any other country. So they're saying this is the greenest New Deal on the planet at the moment. However, environmental groups are extremely skeptical that it really will be green. They believe that the president of South Korea, Mr. Lee Myung-bak, has a long track record in the construction industry. He's the former head of Hyundai Construction, and they fear that actually this is just going to be a bit of greenwashing for an old-style fiscal stimulus package that basically pours a lot of concrete.
So are there any lessons for Alistair Darling, the British Chancellor, as he considers his budget tomorrow?
I think there are. Despite the suspicions of environmental groups, there are some fairly ambitious goals in South Korea's green package. For example, perhaps the most impressive of them is that the government said it will build 1 million new green homes that will be energy efficient. 1 million more old homes will be retrofitted to make them more energy efficient. There'll be a huge investment, $1.8 billion in renewable energy, and another $7 billion, and this is US money, on high-speed railways and other forms of clean transport. So it's serious money being put into these kinds of projects. We have to see if it really goes on where the government says it's going to go. But this is no half-hearted measure, and that is something that perhaps any country can take as an example.
John, are there any surprises in this stimulus package?
There are some unusual elements. The government has promised to construct 4,000 kilometres of bicycle expressways across the nation, including a 200-kilometre stretch alongside the demilitarised zone with North Korea. And there are real questions about exactly who would want to go cycling on these routes. Perhaps more impressive is the fact that every single public building in the country is going to have a light bulb change. They're all going to be fitted with light-emitting diodes, which are much more efficient. So there's going to be a lot of electricians and public workers changing bulbs over the next few months.